My guest at this time is Brigitte Gabriel. She's the founder and chairman of Act for America. ActForAmerica.org is the website. She is also the author of They Must Be Stopped. Act for America is the group that organized the March Against Sharia in more than 20 cities across the United States this past weekend. Brigitte joins me now to discuss the marches, the counter-protests, the coverage, and more. And Brigitte, I know you're exhausted, but thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Greg. I'm delighted to be with you.
How many people did you ultimately have turn out for these marches? How do you rate the success of this effort?
Well, we had thousands nationwide turn out to the marches in different areas, but the most of the activities was happening on social media, because while a lot of people wanted to get out and march, some of them could not because of their work, and some of them stayed home because they were afraid for their lives and decided they want to be active on social media, basically supporting us by tweeting, social media, Facebooking, Instagramming, you name it. All in all, it was a great success. But the one most important thing, Greg, that this rally showed to every conservative out there is that you can get out and nobody's going to kill you. Nobody's going to harm you. The worst they can say to you is you are an Islamophobe. You can go out, you can organize, you can protest, and you will get national attention and coverage and bring the issue, the uncomfortable conversation about Sharia law and radical Islam to the national table for everyone to discuss.
So let's just set the table here. What, in a nutshell, was your message, and how well do you think the message got out?
Greg, we were marching for human rights, not only against Sharia, but also for human rights. We wanted to shine a light, especially after the genital mutilating case in Detroit last month, where three doctors were charged with genitally mutilating two young American girls. When we started reading about what's happening nationwide, especially the CDC report, the Center for Disease Control, which came out and said that over 500,000 girls, 513,000 girls in the United States today in 2017 are at risk of female genital mutilation or have already been victims of female genital mutilation. That's over 500,000 American girls. Who would have thought in America today we're going to be discussing or dealing with such a barbaric practice that people think is only practiced in the backwoods of Africa and the Middle East? We started looking also at the Justice Department report. The Justice Department released a report where they said that honor killing in America in 2017, we have between 23 and 26 honor killings per year in America of American girls. These are girls and women who are killed by the male in their family for simple things such as either asking for a divorce or wanting to wear makeup or wanting to go out on a date or wanting to go out to a cafe with friends, mixed friends, male and female, and they were killed. This is America, not Libya, not Syria, not Sudan. So we wanted to shine a light on these things and let the American public know that what we are seeing in America today, what we have been watching on television happening in Europe, and we do not want Europe to go down the same path as we do not want America to go down the same path as Europe.
Brigitte, when people who are a bit skeptical of the protest listen to what you just said, their answer might be, well, you're talking about specific families. Sharia law would perhaps take over in local communities or be accepted by the courts as a legal justification for things, and we're not seeing that. What do they need to know? How far is Sharia entrenched in the United States right now, and what kind of efforts are underway to increase that?
They need to know that in America today, we have documented 143 cases where Sharia law was used in an American courtroom instead of the Constitution of the United States in 22 states. And that is unacceptable. We welcome people to our country from all over the place, from different backgrounds, different religions, different sexual orientation, whatever it is. I am an immigrant to America. But people come to the United States. We want people to come here who want to abide by our rules, obey our Constitution, adopt our culture, and become a part of the American fabric and live in a way that is compatible with our Western democracies and respect for human rights. We do not want people coming here genitally mutilating American young girls, killing American girls in the name of honor, or teaching the hatred and encouraging the killing of gays and lesbians, etc. In America, we may not agree with each other on every single issue. However, one thing we all agree on is that the life of every single American is precious, and we will all come together to defend it from everybody.
Now, there were counter-protesters at some of the rally sites. I guess Seattle was probably the most intense, and we can talk about that in a little bit. But their message, the counter-protester message, was that they saw the marches as anti-Muslim, not specifically anti-Sharia. Do you think that's intentional confusion, or do you think it's just a matter of more people needing to understand what Sharia is and the impact it's having here?
That's absolutely intentional confusion on the part of CARE, for example, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is identified by the UAE as a terrorist organization. It's a front for the terror group Hamas operating in the United States. And because they could not argue with the facts that we were presenting, they had to change the conversation and make it look like we are Islamophobes and this is anti-Islam. Our rally included a former imam who helped us organize the rally, speaking at our rallies, four more Muslims, practicing Muslims. As a matter of fact, the Muslim that organized the Atlanta rally was named Muhammad, and he's the one who pulled it all together. We had acid attack survivors who spoke at our rallies. We had Miriam Ibrahim speak at our rally in Virginia Beach. Miriam Ibrahim, if you recall, was the woman in Sudan who was on death row because Muslims considered her an apostate because she adopted Christianity. She gave birth in jail, shackled. So that's how she ended up giving birth, until the whole world intervened to get her out of jail. She was one of our spokespersons. This rally was about Americans coming together, standing up for American freedoms and American liberties, and sending a message to Muslims who are living in America and those who are considering coming to America that while we welcome you to the United States and we welcome all people, we are not going to allow Sharia law to take hold and be practiced in America the way now it is being practiced in Europe and the way it has been practiced and is practiced across North Africa and the Middle East.
Let's talk about the counter-protesters in more detail now. From what you know, who were they?
They were the radical left, like Antifa, the same old radicals, Black Lives Matter, who protest Donald Trump, who protest against anything national security, anything conservative. They want open borders. They want everybody to come here. They do not want our government basically vetting people coming into the country or monitoring radical mosques in our country or anything whatsoever. And so these are the thugs that came out and caused the violence. While our side, I have to say, I was very proud that our side stood back, stayed on message. We're not against Muslims. We are not against Islam. We are against Sharia law, which is not compatible with the American Constitution.
How common and how severe was the violence that the counter-protesters initiated?
It was common. In some cases, it was severe. But I have to say, thank God, nobody got hurt, or even worse, God forbid. This was my concern, because we know that the Antifa, there's a leftist website called It's Going Down, and it includes all the radical left, I mean the extreme left in our country, who were planning to shut down out of 14 events that they were planning to have violent confrontation. So we took extra security measures in these areas. It's expected out of the left, unfortunately, that today in America, we cannot come together and demonstrate peacefully as Americans, holding signs, giving speeches in downtown, whatever little county, whatever little city, because this is our right as Americans. But we have a radical element rising in our country, brought together by the likes of the radical left and CARE, because CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, didn't even want us to speak. They said we were not allowed to even march. I mean, that was part of their tweet. So we have radical groups in our country coming together to stifle freedom of speech, to silence Americans. And we have seen this happen in Europe. We have seen already this happen in Canada, and we're not going to allow it to happen in America. And I encourage people listening to us right now to please join us. Go to actforamerica.org and sign up to become a member. We are the largest national security organization in the country. We are patriot Americans from all backgrounds, from all faiths, from all sexual orientation, coming together to say enough is enough. We're all going to stand together, united as one, in order to defend our country, rising in defense of our security, our liberty, and our values.
Brigitte, just a couple more questions in our remaining time, and we'll let you get some rest. What we've talked about this, you and I talked about this in the wake of the Women's March and the odd political and cultural alliances that are happening here. You talked about how these far-left groups are coming out ultimately, or at least indirectly, to defend Sharia when they counter-protest like this. Why does the left defend Sharia, essentially, when they obviously wouldn't like it very much if it were imposed on them?
The left doesn't even understand what Sharia is. The left screamed so high this weekend that the message of the Muslims, the former Muslims, the acid attack survivors, the female genital mutilation victims, the apostates who stood up and spoke at our rallies and helped us organize this rally, their voices were drowned. And that is such a shame, because the left is not listening to the voices of those crying for help and standing up for America's liberty and security and our Western values. They don't understand what we're dealing with, and they are following, basically, and being used as the useful idiots at the hands of organizations like CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, a terror organization operating in the United States, and also an unindicted co-conspirator in the largest terrorism financing trial in the history of the United States. You have organizations like CARE, like ISNA, Islamic Society of North America, like NAIT, the North American Islamic Trust, coming together and working with the radical left, including Black Lives Matter and other radical leftist thug organizations, in order to drown the voices of patriotic Americans. The left is being used as the useful idiots at the hands of radical Islamic organizations linked to terrorism, and some like CARE identified as a terrorist organization, yet the left is following them lock, stock, and barrel.
Brigitte, the obvious question now is, what comes next for Act for America following this weekend and all this effort to expose the movement towards Sharia?
The growth out of this movement has been phenomenal. We have added 250,000 followers to Act for America. Quarter of a million patriot Americans stepped up and said, we are joining you. We are excited. This is a movement that we have been waiting for, and finally we found out about you. The next step is our national conference happening in Washington, D.C., October 2nd and 3rd, where we are going to descend on Washington, D.C., and put pressure on elected officials and remind them that America's national security is the number one concern for the country. We will not follow the path of Europe, and our elected officials need to do everything they can to secure the country and support our president, President Trump, in doing everything he can to secure our nation and support his national policy. I encourage people to go to our website, actforamerica.org, sign up and join us in Washington, D.C. in October. We have a special rate running till the end of the month, early bird special. Please go take advantage of the rate and make sure you join us in October. We need to come together to save America, because it's the last man standing. Europe is gone. Nobody else in the world can stand up to Islamophobia, to Islamofascism, the way we can. And we need every American who loves this country involved.
Brigitte, I know you must be running on fumes after such a busy weekend and all the work that led up to these marches across the country. Thank you very much for the time you're spending with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Brigitte Gabrielle is the founder and chairman of Act for America. Again, actforamerica.org to learn more about the group or to learn more about the conference coming up in October. Again, she is also the author of They Must Be Stopped. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.